Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow, that's really good.
Was that a good bomb?
Could barely hear it.
Oh, I can't. I didn't know how to.
You have headphones on.
I feel hey, super low though.
I know.
So
you want the headphones
no,
on?
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Because the headphones are like in the middle.
It's fine. As long as the audience can hear us, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
no, those levels are fine.
I mean, I can hear you. I can hear you. Yeah.
Just, my bomb wasn't loud.
Hold on. Yeah. No, we're good.
All right. I'd like to welcome everybody back to the Step Brothers Podcast episode. Yeah, we got to look.
Don't even ask me.
We took last week off. I had a wedding. The week before that, we were off for something.
Oh.
Right?
Then
we missed the week before.
I don't know.
Was it because she was a Beyonce?
Yeah, Beyonce. That's right. It was Beyonce because I was like, oh my God, y'all. Like, yeah. I can do this. And then y'all were like, it's Beyonce. And
I was like,
wedding.
Wedding, yeah.
And we skated by this week because
barely.
Yeah, because my son got COVID. But.
By the hair on our ass.
Yeah.
By the hair on our ass.
Hold on.
We're looking up the episode, you guys.
Because
please be patient.
Because it's 236.
We're at 236. Episode 236 of the Step Brothers Podcast. It's your host with the most, Chris Minor, a.k.a. Dino Spumoni, Extra Cheese and Pepperoni, a.k.a. Talk to Me Nice, a.k.a. Young Chris Kringle, the gift that keeps on giving, you know what I'm saying? A.k.a. Young Polly Walnuts, a.k.a. Victor Moan Jr., a.k.a. Wick James, you feel me?
Oh, my God.
The bad boy of goodwill. All right. It's been a while since I got my AKAs off.
Good Amanda. Fucking Lord.
It's been a while since you've been here, so I don't really think you can complain.
Yeah.
I don't think you can complain.
You can't come back here and run shit.
Yeah, that's not how this works. All right? This is a republic, not a dictatorship. I was thinking about Star Wars, yeah. The Republic.
Good job.
I'm very proud of you.
So you took your shot without us.
Sorry. Okay. Yeah.
Well, you did too, so pour him another one. Well, you're DD though, right?
He can have one more. I mean, we're going to be here for a couple hours.
He's tall. He'll be all right.
He'll be all right.
By the time I hit the bottom of his feet, he's going to be at home.
Right on.
All right. Here we go.
Cheers.
To us
for real this time. We're back.
We're back. Cheers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Spicy.
It's just as bad as I remember.
Just as bad, but just as good. That cleared me up, though. My sinuses.
It will do it every time.
Every time.
I should have got the bigger bottles. I didn't know why I didn't think of that.
No, it's okay. It's okay. We gotta ease back into this. We're old and washed.
Now I can make my drink.
I haven't drank that bottle of wine yet that I got for the last pod.
That's
2 weeks.
This boy brought
ago.
A bottle of wine without a
they usually have one here.
They have corkscrews here.
They did. They didn't. You know, that.
I got you. I just need a pen.
Oh, yeah. See, we weren't finna get that creative. He was like, we got a screwdriver. And I was
oh,
like,
it's your nails.
You shoved that screwdriver right up your anus.
Those look so nice.
Thank you. Shout out to Eileen.
Shout out to Eileen.
All right,
she's a fair young lady.
I just got mine done today.
Let me see. Cute. It's giving.
It's very, like, classic, like, corporate bitch.
Right. But then there's a little bit of... A little bit of like mystique in there too.
There you go. It's because of the pointiness,
right?
And the link.
That's the sassiness.
That's the sassy. Yeah. Like I'm a corporate bitch, but I'm also like a bad bitch.
That way she can still do this on the
right,
desk.
Yes.
Right. So let's start this show, y'all. As we do every episode, how was everybody's week?
Well, my son.
Yeah. Tell us about Raiden.
My son has COVID, and of course, my wife got it.
Right. So shout out to Shelby.
I'm good. I'm all good.
Yeah. You made it.
Yep, I made it through.
White privilege strikes again.
Hey, I had it last year. I did my time already.
Okay. He said
yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
But,
white privilege.
They had an outbreak at his daycare, which, of course, because it's daycare.
Right.
Yeah, kids are fucking disgusting.
And then, yeah, it was weird. Like, the night before we figured it out, everything was fine. And then in the middle of the night, he, like, threw up in the bed. We were wondering why he was, like, restless. I didn't hear him throw up or anything. Like, he just got up. And then I went in there to check on him, and he was, like, all wet. I was like, oh, did you pee on yourself?
Yeah.
So I turned the light on. It was just food everywhere.
No, but.
So I was like, oh, no. So, like, I was like, woke Shelby up. So she gave him a bath. I cleaned up the room. It smelled real bad and all that stuff. So after that, he went right back to sleep. And then he woke up, good spirits. He was chilling. Went to daycare. He was fine. No fever. And then he ate his breakfast, and then at come lunchtime, he sat him down, and he projectile vomited all over the table.
Oh, Bubba.
So I was like, oh, that's a lot. And then she was like, he also had diarrhea, too. So she was like, you have to come pick him up. So I was like, I was literally in the line of a drive-thru, like, stuck. So I was like, great.
You know what I found out? If you tell your job you have diarrhea legally, they have to send you home.
Yeah, because it usually means that and fever means
virus.
Yeah, some
sort of virus.
I am tell them that I have diarrhea on a day like I really don't want to be there. I'm like, yo, this is going crazy.
You know what I love about working in an office full of women? And also, like, my boss, shout out to Ryan. My boss is literally the fucking best boss I've ever had in my entire life.
Shout out to Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan.
Shout out to Ryan.
I can literally be like, I'm PMSing. I'm just like, go home.
I'm PMSing.
Yeah, we don't have that. So I have to go with diarrhea. They're going to say, eat a banana, PMSing. Nigga. Get over it. Shit.
I'm PMSing.
And?
What, did we run out of toilet paper or something? Yeah. We don't have that.
But yeah.
Luxury.
So he
didn't girl privilege.
Yeah.
Girl math.
He didn't have like really much any other issues, really. The second day, he was very, very tired. He had no appetite. And then the doctor was like, he's not going to want to drink anything. So you got to like make sure he drinks. So we were like syringing shit into his
mouth. Yeah, you got to keep him hydrated.
But he never got a fever. He didn't throw up or have diarrhea at all after that. It was just that one day. Mm-hmm. And then he was just kind of lethargic. But then that boy is not sick no more. That boy is wired now.
When I FaceTimed y'all the other day, he seemed like, I mean, he looked better than he did when y'all came to the store.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he was more like, hey, what's up? Like, because he was not that way at the store at all with me.
Well, he didn't know what was going on.
Yeah. It was a lot. It gets like that at Goodwill rating. You're not alone. But you're good. You didn't catch it.
Did not catch it. My wife did. She was, her worst day probably was Tuesday. She had the body pains. Mm. But she's pretty much recovered now. She wanted some alone queen time tonight, yeah, so she's getting that. Got her some ice cream, some Moscato.
Yeah,
can't she's gonna go live wrong. It. Watch over. She's gonna watch some what, the Kardashians.
What was she? The Bluebell? What cookie dough or something? What's
cookie two thing? Step.
Two step.
Just two step. Go. Yeah.
I knew
it's
it was
basically
something.
Cookie dough mixed with cookies and cream.
Absolutely. I need it in my life.
I gave her two.
That's what
pints.
I hate about. This is what I hate about being lactose intolerant. But like, I'll fuck around and die for some two step. 1,000%.
They have it.
Good way to go out.
Like, it's a good way to go.
Yeah.
I will fuck around and die.
They haven't made plant-based ice cream yet.
I'm sure.
I mean, they do, but it's not as good.
Yeah, it's not.
And Bluebell does not have like plant-based ice creams. So there's like a coconut ice cream that like I like to get because it's coconut. Milk and coconut's my fucking favorite.
Okay.
Interesting choice, Cotton.
Coconut. I love coconut.
Really? Okay.
But yeah, there's a coconut ice cream that I love to get. But then I gotta like, you know, jazz it up, throw some fucking sprinkles in there, crumble up some like Oreos and
now that we're on ice cream, I just wanna do y'all remember when like gelato was like
a fucking thing?
Yeah. I remember those fucking whatever stores popped up in all the malls and everybody was like, yo, it's gelato. I'm like,
was that like Pinkberry? Or is
no,
that,
that's frozen yogurt.
That's frozen
that
yogurt.
Was a big
okay. Froyo's still my shit. Because, like, obviously, I'm fucking lactose intolerant. So, like, I can't enjoy ice cream. And whenever I have my girl moments and I'm like, I just want to.
But you don't remember the gelato way? Or, like,
I don't remember.
I'm eating gelato.
Yes. No, it was literally in the mall. And it was like.
And then super, they named weed after it, bro.
I know. That part I know.
But the bar.
He said that part.
But
the Froyo
was
down.
A big movement, bro. There was like Sweet Frog and all these fucking random stores. I should open a Froyo.
Yeah.
An anime themed Froyo, bro.
Oh, you would have made bank.
Are they still popping right now?
I mean, there's fro. Yeah, yeah. I go get fro-yo like once a week.
I was thinking
there's a sweet frog by your house.
Yeah.
There's and then there's like a pink berry over at the fucking Highlands.
Pink berry was the big one.
Yeah.
I went to pink berry one time with this girl, and I've never been again. And I was like, this is not my.
I like sweet frog better. They got better.
I like sweet frog, and sweet frog is the only one that has the coconut froyo.
They also got cheesecake bites.
They do.
So. Shout out to Sweet Frog.
God damn it, I love cheesecake too.
I'm gonna have to go there tomorrow.
Right. I'm gonna have to go. I fucking love. Oh damn it,
bro, yo, it worked. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Amanda,
yes.
How was your 10-year
away
from?
Yeah, how was your year vacation?
Right. I mean, shit.
Your sabbatical.
I mean, you know, it was,
I see you've been working.
I've been busting my ass. Yeah. Look, doing like 90 to like fucking 100-hour weeks, just. Literally 19-hour days, just busting it out.
Story's been very all over the place.
Yeah. My Instagram's popping.
I see you in the office. I see ass. I don't know what.
He's like, where is she at right now? Is she typing up a lease? Is she throwing ass? What is going on?
She's like serving drinks. Everything.
Yeah.
With some guy at work. You always bother him. He's like, bro, leave me alone. Yeah, no.
I've been good. I've just been staying busy. Jackson was out of town with his dad in California for like 13 days.
Right, he came back. Yeah.
I was losing my fucking mind. Mm. Like I was like crying every day because I miss my son.
He's back now. He's sick now, right?
He is. Yeah, he got a little bit of a cold, and we thought it was COVID, but luckily it's not.
Okay.
He tested negative. He was real pissed off about his testing.
yeah, I bet.
So he was like literally like trying to square up with the nurse because that's his thing now. Like him and Melody will literally fucking throw hands at each other. My 2-year-old and my 14-year-old are like, well, they'll fucking box.
That's brother and sister right there.
What?
That's brother and sister.
She gonna give him the work.
No. Oh my God. I was just at Stephen and Katie's. Oh my God. And Katie made this bomb ass like stew. Was it last night? It was last night. So fucking delicious.
Vegetable stew, I'm guessing.
It was like, no, she had chicken. There was chicken in it. Because she'll cook regular food and then she'll cook her own food.
I know that, but I was.
But it was like a chicken stew and it was, oh my God, it was so fucking delicious. I was like, please, sir, can I have another?
Yeah, she.
But.
She'd be cooking.
Yeah, she'd be cooking. But no, it's fucking funny though, because like Zidane, like Melody was chilling on her phone, just texting her some shit. And Zidane comes over and just, what? Just smacks the shit out of her and then just runs. I'm like.
That's being the oldest right there.
I was like, honestly, Melody, you're an asshole, and I guarantee you, you deserve that lick. So,
what did you do to Zidane?
What did you do to my baby? What did you do to Zitty? Because he's literally a perfect angel. y'all better not. That is my baby.
I mean,
no.
Every time I've been around him, he's, you know, he's just a funny kid.
That's my baby.
He's a funny, curious kid.
He is. He's got jokes.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, Mel's doing good. She actually got her ears pierced today because she's been getting good grades.
Hey,
so shout out to baby girl.
There we go.
Grades. I know. She's been getting really good grades. She's like, I want my nose pierced next. Cool. We'll do that later. Huh. Katie and I were like, when you're 16.
So. You know what? I was on my way to work today and I had to be there at 8. So like, I see all the little elementary kids like walking to school, getting dropped off. And there was this little white boy. And he gave me like the, what the fuck are you looking at, nigger? Look.
Hard R?
Okay, maybe A. Maybe it was an A. He said he had a little flavor. You know what I'm saying? He had a little flavor. I ain't gonna say nigger.
He saw you looking at him.
He's a flavor white boy.
We locked eyes and I was like, should I look away? Like, is this dominant? I gotta keep my dominance.
Fourth grade, bitch.
Type shit.
Yeah.
What was the movie Seth Rogen did we went to go see? Good Boys or what was it?
Oh, you talking about.
Okay. Damn. I was so fucking high. I did not think that movie was funny. So maybe because I was so
high.
No, that's
just hilarious. No,
okay, I need to rewatch it.
It was me and Chris, and then some mom brought her son to it.
Yeah.
But me and Chris were in the back.
The mom was laughing more than the kid.
Okay, yeah. I need to rewatch it because I was so fucking
stoned. What was that movie fucking called, bro?
I think it was Good Boys.
I'm going to check real quick.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's three little boys that are fucking badass.
Yeah,
the black kid and the two white.
They were cussing the whole movie.
Yes. I remember.
Hold on.
I didn't find it funny, so I'm going to watch it again.
It was very funny.
So the kid, he had on like these black. I remember his outfit. Like if I see him again, it's up. But like,
you gotta fight a.
He wore like a. He was wearing like a little hoodie, and he had black jeans on, and they were ripped. And I thought to myself, like, we couldn't wear ripped jeans in elementary school. What the fuck is going on, right? And then that thought took me to a deeper thought. I was like, why couldn't we wear ripped jeans at school?
Because teachers are pedophiles.
That. But I was like,
Dalton.
But I was like,
we all know someone that was sleeping with the teacher. So
I don't personally. I don't think.
Yeah, you
I
do. I might yeah, do. You do.
No, actually. Ooh, oh. Let me get to this because I was like, yo, okay.
We know two somebodies that were sleeping with teachers.
Do we know two?
We do.
It's called the Good Boys.
Good, I knew it was Good Boy. You were sleeping with teachers? Yeah. All right. Look, let me get back
what?
To my story.
This is not what this podcast is
about.
This
is not what this podcast is about.
So I was looking. He was wearing a hose jam. I was like, well, we couldn't do that. And then I was like, wait, why couldn't we do that? Because we could wear shorts. So it's not about, like, the skin being shown, right? Because
look, bro, they're way different now, bro.
No, they're not.
No, I'm saying, like, bro, they bring laptops to
oh,
school
yeah, shit
and
like
shit.
That, yeah.
Like, bro, if I brought a laptop to school, they'd be like, what the fuck is that? $20 to get it back.
Right, type shit.
It's $15 to get their phone. Melody got her phone taken up, and yeah, it's $15.
Yeah, they still do that shit.
I'm like,
they did that shit when I was a freshman. They still got some Metro PCS phones.
I said, you better go take the trash out for a week to get that $15.
So,
but I was like, man, they got laptops in the motherfucker?
I came to the conclusion that it's not about the skin. It's about the presentation.
Right.
So I get that part. But
I just don't, but they're like, I just remember they were like color hair as a distraction. I'm like, for what?
And
like,
they used to make us tuck our tall tees in.
And I'm just like, what?
That's ridiculous.
I'm like, if we sit down in math class, no one's like, hey, fuck these fractions.
Yeah. You got pink, blue.
Why you got pink hair?
Orange. Why you got a tall shirt?
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? I remember whenever like the colored hair was like a big fucking thing.
Yeah.
And our cheer captain was like, anyone that shows up with colored hair is immediately off the team. And like six of us were like, wanna bet? So we all literally went and dyed our hair white and pink.
Was that y'all school? That can no, pink's not
no,
school color.
No, no. Just... Our school colors were blue and white.
What school did you go to?
What high school did you go to?
Well, no. This is when I was in junior high.
Oh.
Okay, yeah, but I went to Bowie. I went to Bowie, y'all.
I didn't. He That's, did. I didn't.
Yeah,
see.
This is why me and Katie, Bowie.
I did not go to Bowie.
What year did you graduate?
2012.
I've never seen you a day in my life, bro.
Bruh.
Until
Bruh.
The first time I saw you was Zidane's birthday.
I literally was, yeah, I was up there. I was in.
But come to think about it, I didn't really see Katie that much in high school either. Anyways, this teacher is sex student thing. I was laying with a chick, right?
Uh-huh. What?
Yeah, it was a girl.
Scandalous.
Surprising.
So scandalous.
I don't know how we got on the subject.
When was this?
Who?
When was this?
Like, right after the B battle.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So I don't know how we got to the
shit.
On the shit. But she was like, yeah, I slept with my teacher. I had to switch schools. The police were called. I'm laying in bed, bro. Mind you, I'll drink
it. You should have pulled up. You're a victim.
Yeah. No, I was like.
No.
And she was like, I think she lied about it. I don't know. Her dad found out. They ended up moving because of it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't go that far into it. I couldn't get past the point of like, yo, I'm about to bone. So why are you telling me about another person you boned?
Did it stop you?
No.
Absolutely not. He's a hoe.
No, I put the key in the door and I locked it.
Look, that ain't gonna stop
you. What you mean, my boy? You gotta see it through.
You gotta see it through.
Especially at that time, I know he wouldn't stop it.
Absolutely not.
Hell no. I was on Adderall. I was on.
No, he wasn't stopping.
He's like, I ain't doing shit.
And I just whooped these niggas' ass in this B-bat. I was like, yeah, I need that. This victory lap time.
Oh, my God.
Anyways.
That shit was wild, bro.
That is so
cool. I can't believe that they're going to come to your house and then.
Wait, what?
The beat battle?
They're going to come to my. Oh, yeah. Wait, what you mean? I'm sorry. I lost contact.
No, we talking about the other night, right?
Yeah.
I'm saying they thought they were going to come in there. And just,
in my house.
Yeah.
The house that I built. Well, the house that Dalton, he put up the foundation.
Oh, my God.
I laid a few bricks. I'll never forget that night. We went up there random for my birthday on like a Thursday.
Popping.
And they played, what was our shit? They played the...
If It Ain't About the Money?
No, it was Taste.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, we were going dumb.
That's where I had that dope-ass picture that me and Ridge, where I'm like...
No, I didn't go that night. That's the night he was with that chick that was like crazy.
Uh-huh.
I didn't go with y'all that night. The night I'm talking about, we were in the apartment, and we were all like, bro, we got to go out for your birthday.
Oh, right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. I think like some crackhead asked for like some money. When we parked, and I was like, bro, it was me, you, Winter, Khalil.
Shelby
was there.
Yeah, remember me and Shelby left before that dude outside was like, you lying.
Oh, yeah, he tried. Yeah.
You lying.
Yeah. That was a wild night. But anyways, on the more pressing.
Wait, where's my Henny at?
It's right next to you. Is it not? Where's your Henny?
Did you take mine?
No.
Where's the
Henny? Did y'all finish one?
Oh. it's right here.
See? Okay, I was like, y'all taking my shit.
I drank a little bit of yours. I'm sorry.
So sorry. So sorry, friend.
That's all good.
Where do we want to start?
Ask her, man.
I have been dying because I know y'all slightly talked about boy math, girl math.
Yes.
Sure.
Very slightly.
So you're caught up.
I am caught up.
Okay. All right.
You know, the funny thing is that I have so many boy maths because boys are fucking stupid. No offense. Love you all. Y'all are
debatable.
Fucking dumb. Y'all
I
are
mean,
fucking dumb. Y'all are love y'all. Love y'all. Love y'all.
Bitches do crazy shit, but it's debatable.
All right. So.
Did you find something that were really funny?
I did. Okay. Boy math. Memorizing the statistics for other grown men's professional athletic careers and then thinking that makes you good at sports. Explain that to me. Explain that to me, Dalton. How are y'all gonna remember grown men's stats in a sport and then you automatically think that you're just fucking Kobe at that sport? Explain. Boy math. Well,
that's not something I think. I'll memorize stuff because I like the player, but I'm not like I'm good at this sport.
Okay,
But Ryan can actually speak on that because Ryan is actually good at basketball. All right, so if he has any stats. He could actually, but see, here's an, like, if you know the game, regardless if I played or not, if you know the game, you'd be like, that's crazy.
Right.
Like the stat for LeBron, like him averaging over 20 points since he's 18 years old, bro.
Okay, but let me get ignorant with what she asked right quick.
He said, let me get ignorant.
Okay, so
normal.
I was going to say, so normal.
If I saw, rest in peace to the guy, if I saw Kobe shoot like a three from the corner or some shit, I'm looking, I could do that shit. That's boy math.
Right.
Like,
whenever the pilots are, we're in a little bit of a bumpy landing, and right. Fucking guy's like, I could land this easily.
Right.
What?
That type shit.
What?
Famously, Mark Wahlberg, 9/11 wouldn't happen if I was there.
Bro.
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
This nigga no kung fu. Like, no. I really believe Mark Wahlberg was not going,
Mark
bro. He
was
not was going.
Was going to get his ass stabbed,
okay,
bro.
I'm going to tell you right now,
going,
though.
Bro. Mark wasn't going. Not Wahlberg.
Leave Wahlberg alone, though. That's, I will not. That is, that, oh my
Mark
God.
Wahlberg.
Not Marky Mark.
I'm going to get this out of the way now. Not a good actor.
You know
okay,
what?
That's fine.
Your hate for all people. You know what? Mark Wahlberg and Taylor Swift. That's who you hate, right?
I don't hate Mark Wahlberg. Extensive. I just said he's not a good actor. Keanu Reeves is not a good actor.
Hardball. He was not perfect for Hardball.
No. I already said this. He is smart with the movies he picks, but he's not a good actor.
I mean, he probably know that.
He does have that same face,
smolder. I think that's why he gets cast in the type of films.
But he know that's what I'm saying. His agent will give him movies, right? He's gonna. You can pick and choose what to audition for.
Of course,
he not gonna pick shit that he know he can't do.
Right, leave that for Denzel. Right.
Love Denzel.
Okay, another.
Marky Mark, not a good actor because he always has a confused face.
Give me a boy math.
He might be confused about what the fuck is going on.
He confused because
right
he suck.
He's like, I didn't sign up for this shit.
So even though, you know, whatever, but like he didn't smoke the other guys.
Of course.
All right.
But guess who? But look who he next to, though.
But Mark himself smoked it.
But look who he next to, though. Okay. He getting comedic timing with Will Ferrell.
I got you. I'm here with you. Boy math. Like you said, land the plane. That's some shit. I can do that shit.
Man, I could dunk that shit.
Boys growing up watching like WWE and shit. Like I can be The Rock. I can be Stone Cold. Like because it's really. But
my brother folded me like a lawn chair one time.
Like at the end of it, it all comes down to like men posturing. That's all it is.
Like boy math.
Yeah, boy math.
You say you're 6 foot. Boy, you 5'10".
No. We don't.
That's boy math.
Hold on.
That is boy
hold
math.
On. I have something to say about that shit.
No. Boy math is when you say you're 6 foot, but you're actually 5'10".
No, what's
and
funny,
you want to add some inches.
No,
what's y'all, funny. Y'all think that 10 inches and it's actually 6.
What's funny is girls be 5'2", and they be like, I want a man who's 6 foot. If you 5'9", you're still taller than the bitch. What the fuck is the problem?
Yeah.
No, okay, listen.
It's about aesthetics, Dalton.
Yes, it's an aesthetic, Dalton, okay? I am 5'4", and I want a dude that is over 6 foot.
Well, I'm going to tell you here, Amanda.
I will never date someone under 6 foot. Honestly, 6'1".
I'm going to tell you here, Amanda.
Okay.
I've had women that said that to me personally.
Okay.
And guess what happened?
Until they got in a room with the white tiger.
They said they got in the room. remember when Dalton said, challenge accepted.
Listen, I'm married now.
Yeah.
But that back then,
yeah.
Shelby, close your ears.
Challenge was fucking accepted.
Yeah.
Right?
And he succeeded.
You pounced. I feel you.
I have never actually, okay, you know what? No, actually, I can't even say it. I have never dated a man that is not under 6 foot. I have never fucked around with a guy that is under 6 foot.
I dated a chick that was taller than me. She played ball and everything.
How was it?
It was rough. It was very rough. Rough. Like you're fondling me.
Were you the little spoon?
We didn't have too many nights together, but that one time. She rocked my world.
Hey, man! Like those. Hey.
She was tall. And
did she
shy.
Kiss your forehead?
She might have petted me, bro. I don't know. Shit.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with tall.
No, there's nothing wrong with nothing that. Wrong with I like climbing trees. But
same.
But I also don't discriminate, and that's the thing to me.
Because you could be missing out because he not tall.
Like. It's okay.
Is that where I keep fucking up?
No.
Impossibly.
Is that where I keep fucking up?
Because you limit it to yourself.
I do limit myself.
I just think women should be more open and not.
Because height is not really a thing.
Look. I mean, being attracted to someone is a thing.
No, I understand that. But I'm saying genetically, if someone's not tall, it's not their fault.
So
bad character is their fault, right?
Right.
If they can't fuck, that's their fault, right?
Look at them. Spin. Look at them.
Look at them.
If they can't
give them more Henny.
If they can't deal with what you're bringing down, that's their fault. But height, you can't control.
You can't control.
You can't control it.
So let me ask you this, Amanda: if he was 6'1", but he was ugly, but you met one requirement, so he got to check all the boxes. Mm-hmm. It can't just be, oh, he's tall.
Hello, y'all. Okay,
dog, if she ain't doing that,
y'all understand? Okay, y'all know the dudes that I fuck with, tall.
Right.
White,
German,
tattoos,
yeah.
Beards,
German,
fuck you, German,
yeah, whatever.
Like there's like a criteria. There's a checklist.
Right. Freaky,
yes,
gotta be freaky.
There's a fucking checklist. Okay, you have to meet the checklist.
How many points is height though?
How high is it on the checklist?
Okay, so like here's how it goes. It goes
the pecking order.
Okay, here goes. It's sex,
of course, yeah,
is number one
for you.
Yeah. Yes, sex is number one. Personality, height,
third on the list.
It's third on the list.
God,
but here's the thing: if you're not at the height, I won't even start a conversation with you.
So the height.
So you got to start a conversation with her.
No.
Look, if you see Amanda, you under 6 foot, wear gray sweatpants. No, you got the thing on you.
Stop it.
No, you got the thing on you.
Stop it.
Tell her you're German descent.
Right.
Just have a bratwurst ready to rock.
Hey, brats go crazy, though.
Oh, my God.
She might be like, look.
We can work something out.
I see that print on that gray sweatpants.
Don't get Dalton. No more Hennessy, God,
I love Hennessy Dalton. I love Hennessy Dalton. Oh, my God.
Okay. Look, all right.
OnlyFans, this is your only plan. All right.
OnlyFans is your only plan.
This is your only chance.
Oh, my God. All right. Girl math.
We got, I know music, but I really want to touch on the war, bro.
Why?
That's so depressing.
I don't want
to. Look, no. I don't want to touch on.
No. Girl math.
I don't want to touch on what's like actually happening. But I did have a conversation with somebody on Twitter. For people who don't,
I know you're talking to Ricky.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Rodney. Ricky's his brother.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know they were related.
Yeah. But I did just because I feel like people don't know, like,
of course,
what side we're supposed to be on, because
what they're telling you,
right? All the Hollywood
C-SPAN is telling you one
blah,
thing,
blah blah blah. They're saying this, but it's really okay. That's what I wanted to talk about.
Well, here we go.
Okay,
you get 5 minutes.
Well, briefly,
I don't even need 5 minutes.
No, but I'm saying, so you're gonna read what he said, or do you want me to?
I'm gonna read what he said because I feel like he broke everything down.
He did in a very eloquent way.
All right,
because people are just like, look, I'm not Jewish,
So I don't fucking care. That's literally, I've seen some shit like that. Oh, well, it doesn't pertain to me.
No,
I'm saying, going to pertain to you whenever shit pops off for real, for real.
I'm not Jewish, so I can look at it in a different lens. So the, because all the Jewish people are like, oh, well, this is Israel's this.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
and so. And then the Hamas shit is separate.
Yeah. Which he explained. So I was just scrolling through the internet. I was trying to figure out.
And like, you're like, what is going on?
Yeah, I need to figure this out. What side of the fence should I fall on? Because the media is saying one thing, but I see like some of my friends who are more aware be like, yo, free Palestine, right?
Always, yeah.
So I was like, yo, what the fuck, right? So I know my brother Rodney, he's called him smart brother. Smart brother. Yeah. Intellectually tapped in with the happenings of the world. Yeah. When it all goes down, they gotta put a mural up of Rodney. I feel like he's very good at what he does.
He was very active in all the riots and everything.
Everything. So I asked him, what the fuck is going on? Please help me figure this out. So he said, Palestinians have called that land home since the 1500s.
Yes.
The Israels, who have no... you might have to read this because he used some words on this thing.
I got you.
Genealogy. What is that? Genealogy?
Genealogy. Okay.
See?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a word.
Palestinians have called that land home since the 1500s. The Israelis, who have no genealogical ties to biblical Jewry, claimed the land as theirs since World War I and had the support of the UN and world powers to back them up.
Yep.
They've since done everything.
Hold on. Yeah, he went on a rant.
Hold on a second. Let me pull.
Made a thread for Chris. But it was easy to understand.
Okay, I see it. Okay, they've since done everything in their power to demoralize, dehumanize, and destabilize the natives. Literally for 75 years, the Israeli government and military have bombed apartment buildings, schools, hospitals, and entire neighborhoods.
Yes.
The Israeli population have murdered, raped, and terrorized the Palestinians. The natives have been arrested and detained without charges, their water polluted, they've been regulated to ghettos with little to no resources and Israeli government checkpoints throughout as they continue to expand the land they occupy. And the Israeli government has enacted racist policies like surveillance,
yes,
curfews, and borders Palestinians are not allowed to cross. They've sterilized Palestinian...
Yeah, it's deep.
They've sterilized Palestinian women, assassinated journalists and officials, and have complete control over the Palestinian infrastructure,
yep,
which they take full advantage of with periodic indefinite blackouts. The Israeli citizens are complacent and celebratory in their government's crimes against the natives. They spit on them, treat them as second-class citizens, and perpetrate a superiority complex that is a religious extremist version of white supremacy.
Yep.
The U.S. sends Israeli billions of dollars a year in support of their illegal occupation, weapons, and technology industries and expansion of their cybersecurity and surveillance exploits as Israeli representatives the West white supremacy inherits in the Middle East. Palestinians are so accustomed to Israeli's police state that during the 2020 protests, they would offer Black Americans tips and advice on handling tear gas and face detection technology used by both the Israeli and American military and police. It should be noted that many American police departments are actually trained by IDF personnel.
Yep.
The Israeli prime minister and his cohorts are known racists, sadists, and right-wing extremists who have ideologically aligned with Hitler on several occasions. In short, we must stand in solidarity with all oppressed people of the world, especially those subjugated by the global white supremacist neo-colonialist agenda. Free Palestine.
I told you, you got some words on that.
So, okay, so look. So how they're going to frame it here, right? They're going to be like a terrorist attack on Palestine from the Hamas group, right?
Right.
So Hamas tore down this slave camp. They tore it down, right?
Uh-huh.
And they're going to show you all this other shit about like them murdering babies and their women. This has been happening for a very long time, this right?
Damn near the biblical times.
Look, so Palestine is literally like biblical, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah.
Biblical area.
It's right next to Jerusalem and Israel.
Yes, yeah. Which is Israel. So, yeah. But see, what happens is Israel is a Jewish place.
Yeah.
So what is American mainly made of? Who runs a lot of stuff here? Jewish people.
Yeah.
So a lot of these Jewish people are speaking up against Palestine. Bro, Palestine is being persecuted for... Dog, they're cutting off their water, their electricity, and these people are literally flaunting it in front of them. When they were bombing Gaza, the Gaza Strip, a couple years ago, people literally got out lawn chairs and watched them bomb this area and thought it was like 4th of July.
Yeah.
And they want you to follow these. And then people are like, I get both sides. You know, you can understand that they're being attacked by terrorists or whatever. Right. Like, but what got them here, right? Yeah. Like, but also, like, they want to bring it up now when there's, like, 1% doing something.
Right, like some
off the rails, right?
Yeah.
But the first thing they did was tear down a slave camp. Yeah. I just want to get that out there. A slave camp. This is 2023.
Yeah.
We talk about a slave camp.
Yeah.
They had Palestinian children talk about their wishes, right?
Yeah.
These kids were saying normal shit. They were like, I want to see my dad be the same again. Mm. They even one of them said, I want the camp to be the way it used to be. He's so used to slave camp that he wanted to be used to what it used to be. And bro, it's sickening.
Yeah.
But this is, as I said, it's very depressing.
It is.
Because if we hear, they're going to frame it in a way where people want to follow Israel. And that's what they're always going to do because that's the Jewish community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, again, I didn't want to, like, change the atmosphere. I just...
No, you changed the atmosphere. I'm sad right now.
I wanted to put that out because, again...
I should have got bigger bottles.
I was going through his feed or whatever, and I saw other people comments on that feed was like, thank you, because I didn't know. But they didn't ask. Maybe it was, like, fear of, like... Because I don't know. I
mean, but because we're here, so we don't know.
Yeah, so... Yeah,
we have no idea what's going on, because...
I wanted to know.
Right.
Like,
and yeah, it's great. I want people to want to know, but what I'm saying is that's what the whole point
is. Right. Like,
you don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
And so just go with what you see. What they show you is Israel's is intact, is attacked.
My follow-up question to him was, why are all the celebs not on the right side of history then?
Come on now.
If it's this... You know, it's kind of black and white.
Because the Jews have the money in America.
Exactly. So.
Who are all the producers?
Right.
The fucking.
Right, right.
Movie producers, screenwriters, execs, all that.
I want to go too hard on them Jews now.
Look. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
I don't fuck with Jews. I fuck with Germans. Okay.
Well, you know, that's one thing.
Haagen-Dazs.
Haagen-Dazs.
Sauerkraut, man.
Sauerkraut.
So, yeah, I just wanted to put that out there from more intelligent minds than my own. In case we have any listeners who, like me, was unaware of what's going on,
there's shit going on.
What is what, and you know, keep it that way.
And they gonna keep you distracted with the Ukrainian shit and Israel.
Oh yeah, for sure.
They gonna keep that Palestinian shit quiet.
While we're on the subject of Jews,
what
Drake dropped an album.
Oh, Drake!
I was like, what? Drake did drop an album.
For all the dogs, hit DSPs at 6 a.m.
Oh, my God. I was ready for that fucking drop.
I bet you were. Dog number one over here.
Y'all don't hate on my ways.
So, first listen, how do we all feel? What ran through our heads?
It felt like Marvin's room was getting some lickbacks. 1,000%.
Okay.
I love it.
Okay.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
This completely is my point when she's done.
You know what? Go ahead.
This dog's ready to hate.
Go ahead, no. Dog. No, I want to hear what you have to say, no. Sir. Because there were some really good lyrics in each song. Sure. And I want to know what you have to say.
Sure.
Go ahead. You fucking hated it.
No, I didn't hate it. Because here's the truth. I haven't hated any, like, here's the thing with Drake. I don't hate any of his projects. Like, hate is, like, something. There's stuff I don't like. Like, people like Take Care more than I like Take Care, right?
Yeah.
Here.
But and then the first thing I told Chris was like,
"What the fuck you gonna do for that? What the fuck you gonna do?
I'm supposed to drink the rest of this?
No, I'll drink the rest of it."
The first thing I told Chris was like, "This, like, I know who this album is for."
Because we're gonna go. Did you bring the wine?
No, because as you said, we're bringing Hennessy. No, 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 it's fine. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Take it. I'm good. I'm good. I got to wake up in the morning and work and shit. Go ahead. All right.
But I told Chris, I said this, I already know who this album's for. Mm-hmm. It wasn't meant for me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, what I'm saying. But, and also, like, I tell him all the time, like, 22 songs for me is too long of an album.
It's way too long of an album. Yeah. I will say that. I was like, fuck, 22 songs?
But
at one point, I just stopped listening and put something else on, and I was like, I'll go back to it.
But Drake can do that because he's Drake.
Right.
He could drop a 22-song album.
Champagne Poppy.
Because what he's doing is, in those 22 songs, he's trying to appeal to a mass number of people. Right,
right, right. Right.
But this album is dedicated to a certain type of people, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. I never hated any Drake album. I don't hate any of them. People like Take Care more than I like Take Care, but I don't hate Take Care.
Right.
Yeah.
But, and in this one, I didn't hate it, but I was like, it took me a while to get to the stuff that I was like, oh, this is my shit.
Right.
Because there's definitely joints on there, of course, as Drake. He's going to give me something.
He doesn't make bad songs per se.
No.
And I feel like he makes a song for everybody in every situation, too. So someone can always relate to it. But I feel like I related to, I mean.
The only way he gets that was 22 records. That's the reason why. The same thing with Views. He put a bunch on there.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're bound to.
More life.
You're bound to like something, relate to something, and then vibe with it. So, I mean, you know.
But this album is more for you than it was for me.
Yeah.
And after
Hold on. Wait a minute. Are you calling me a dog?
I'm going to call you whatever. Whatever he was doing for her, it was you all day.
The shoe fits. Hold on.
But there were some joints on there. The only thing I will say is that it was definitely more of a slow. It was a slower paced album than I was expecting.
Yes. Right, there were a lot of.
Very, very true.
Very, very slow paced. And some of it didn't. Drake is just corny. I'm so sorry. There is like, he has said so many corny things.
You're living in my mind for free, and for someone I don't miss, I sure feel like somebody you need.
The Czechoslovakia line killed me.
Oh my God.
My girl's bisexual killed me.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But if you want to, the song with Tizo Touchdown, fire.
Yeah, record, yeah.
Actually, most of the features were pretty fire.
Yes.
Yeah. The J. Cole verse is off the chain.
Yes. Now. Anything J. Cole touches, fire. Don't.
As of late, I will give you
do that. Not.
What was this shit?
J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar, you cannot touch on.
I do like all the interludes, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's Houston interlude. I definitely appreciate that. And then I really like Bahama Promises.
Yeah, I love Bahama Promises. That's my favorite. I was about to ask y'all. I was like, what is y'all's favorite song so far? Bahama Promises is my favorite.
No, my favorite is probably the J. Cole verse, just because J. Cole killed that shit. But Bahama Promises is definitely like the joint.
I literally, okay, that verse I just said, Bahama Promises. Do not do that.
Yeah.
It's the Henny. Yeah. It's the Henny. The Henny's got the finger out. The Henny's got the finger out. Okay. All right. But no, Bahama Promises is currently my favorite.
It's just a banger, yeah.
Because, that, like I just said, you live it in my mind rent free. Look. And then I know that you're not for me.
Woo woo.
I love Bahama Promises.
Good record.
It is a really good record.
But this album is an hour and 25 minutes. Bro, that's a fucking movie. Sorry.
What was that other? What was the Picasso one? And he was.
I didn't like that one.
He was like, you act like you need some.
Drew Picasso.
That's what. He's like, you act like you need some insurance on it. We didn't get here on accident. I was like.
There was only one song I could not finish. And that's the song with Bad Bunny.
Yeah, a lot of people were.
That shit was butt cheeks.
I was expecting so much more because Bad Bunny goes so fucking hard. He does,
especially with butt cheeks.
And I was expecting a fucking banger.
I like that Rich Baby Daddy, though.
And I did not get it.
Shake your ass for Drake. Shake your ass for me. Like all that shit, yeah.
And honestly,
does it really pop up?
Honestly, yeah. They need to play that in the club and just ask on everywhere.
But, I mean, like I said, I mean, Drake does different things for different people every time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, with 22 records, I'm going to have something on here for myself.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
But that's the thing with Drake. I don't hate anything he drops. It's just sometimes I'm like, oh, it wasn't for me.
Yeah. I definitely do feel like.
But if you play it somewhere, I'll be like, oh, I know this shit.
Yeah. I do understand what you're getting, though, when it's an album for people like me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the dogs.
Yeah, for all the dogs. Roo. Because, you know, that's why I said, I was like, it's like Marvin's Room came and fucking swinging.
Yeah.
because he was sad boy. He was like, you know. I love Marvin's Room. I love Marvin's Room. That's my shit.
Any of the songs he put Room in, pretty fire. Also the 8 a.m. songs, because 8 a.m. in Charlotte's fire.
Yeah. But
all right, my turn.
Oh, fucking A.
I listened to the album at work Friday. There was a couple songs that were like, ooh, yeah.
Me and him talked about it the whole time.
Overall, is the album bad? No. No. Is it stuff for me on there? Yes. Is it stuff for me?
Because you're a little bit of a dog.
Right, a little bit. Just a little bit.
You're a little puppy.
I'm trying to get out of the doghouse as we speak.
You're a little puppy.
But the discourse around the album is what kind of intrigued me more than the actual music.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people had a lot of things to say.
Mm-hmm.
People, more so.
Damn it. No, it's flashed over here.
That's a nice crew neck, too, by the way.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm out here.
Yeah, you are.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You are taught you well.
Wait till you see me and my
Y'all should have seen my outfit before I changed. It was like...
Me and my wife had matching cardigans. Just wait till you see that.
Aww.
Oh, did you order the Lacoste?
You know what? One day I will have a marriage like yours. One day. Shut the fuck up.
I just said...
He said.
I was thinking.
Like, it's not going to happen. No. It's not going to happen.
Nah, I wasn't thinking that.
Doubting you. God damn.
God damn.
I wasn't doubting you.
You're doubting me.
So the discourse around the album was that Drake's music sounds childish. Sounds like it's made for kids. Yeah. Whoop-de-woo, blah, say, blah.
I hope not.
The biggest issue that I have is if there's people who talk on these microphones like we do, if they're able to critique an album.
Mm-hmm.
Said person they're critiquing should be able to speak their piece.
Sure.
Without it meaning that said artist is being sensitive or that we really touched a nerve and blah, 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 blah. Like, I don't understand, like, when that started for real, because I feel like artists have always... The music is supposed to be provocative, right? Like,
yes.
It's supposed to cause discourse. So, usually, artists don't respond. Like, back in the days, you know, Prince wasn't talking to, you know, if you didn't like Purple Rain, you would not hear Prince say, like, yo, why don't you like my album? Obviously, because, you know, superstar, megastar, Mystique, all that shit. But today...
If you don't like Prince, something's seriously wrong with you.
But, like, I was just using that as an example.
But he would not care, though.
Yeah, no, he wouldn't. He's Prince.
But, I mean, yeah, bro. Drake came into the game. Everyone was like, oh, he's more sensitive. Oh, he's doing emo rap. So, of course he's going to say something back when something isn't favorable to him.
Yeah.
And allegedly, he spoke to Joe directly.
Allegedly.
And said, hey... It wasn't the music critiques that pissed me off. It was you coming for my friends and what I choose to do in my life. Because Joe said something about him fucking 25-year-olds or whatever.
Right. He said and people that he
needs
around,
to stop. Yeah, he needs to stop hanging around 25-year-olds.
What's wrong with that?
Drake took that personally. And then I started to take it personally because I just went to my coworker's birthday party Saturday.
Is she 25?
How did she turn 26? Seven, six, somewhere. I don't know.
And
then the wedding I went to, like, the bride was 21. So I'm like, bro, I hang around young kids.
You know what?
What does that mean for me?
We hang around an all type of age group.
Yeah, like if you're tall enough to ride this ride, all right, let's go.
If you can get into the bar,
right?
We're friends.
Yeah, we're friends.
We're friends.
So, and, you know, obviously the discourse around Joe was like, yo, who are you to say that? Because you were just fucking 25-year-olds. He was. He's way older than Drake was now when he was doing it. So I thought the discourse around it was interesting. I do. It's also interesting seeing so many people turn their back on Drake, so to speak. Like, oh, like the echoes of the album being bad were louder.
Yeah,
this time than it's been before.
You know, negativity is always more louder than positivity. You know.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Of course.
Which is wild. But honestly, like, even though I critiqued Views harshly on the podcast because of the Pusha Kanye situation.
Sure.
Obviously, I was team Ye at that time. I mean, I still am. But I thought you really go back and listen, the music isn't bad.
Bro, Feel No Ways is on the album.
Yeah, come on.
Feel No Ways is on Views, bro.
And you know what I think it is, too, about the music? Once we give things time to grow, because that album came out like 2016, right? It's 2023. We go back, we listen to the album. Really, subconsciously, we're hearing something that sounds so good, so fresh, because it's not what it sounds like. You know, what's happening right now. It doesn't sound like that.
Bro, turn controller on right now.
You said what?
I said you could turn controller facts. On right now.
But, like, compared to the music that we're getting right now,
yeah.
Views is going to be fucking Thriller. You know what I'm saying?
Don't do that.
I know, that was
do
a little
not,
sure.
Do not do
but
that.
But I'm just saying, like, it's going to be... It's going to hit different, if you will.
Sure.
Because we're getting the music, as time progresses, the music is getting watered down.
And that's how these artists do that.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's what Kanye's thing was.
Yeah. Stay ahead of the curve.
But yeah, timeless music, curve. Right? Like, if you go back and listen, oh, this is still a fucking.
Yeah.
Still, like, bro, you could do that with a lot of his shit.
Yeah. On site still to this day.
Yeah.
Like, don't stop.
Easy. I'm excited to hear what him and Ty finna put out. They're doing a collab album.
When is that coming out?
Who?
Ty Dolla $ign and Kanye.
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
I need that in my life,
bro. Ty been going to these little clubs,
injecting it to my veins,
and dropping snippets all over the spot, bro. It sounds good.
I saw it on Reddit the other day.
Ty Dolla $ign.
Yes,
Ty Dolla $ign. Yes, dude.
Yay.
Is that they're doing the collab?
Hold on, Dom's about to just fucking like explode over there. What's going on?
No, because I've listened to Ty when he used to be Ty and Corey.
Yeah.
But when fucking his Free TC album came out,
yeah,
bro, I picked Chris up. Yeah. I turned on fucking Horses in the Stable. I was like, listen to this shit, bro.
Magical.
Biblical. God damn it.
You looking for your vape?
Yeah. It's okay. I don't know.
You see? It's a rainbow.
The rainbow
video. Can't miss it.
Anyways. But yeah.
Is it in your pockets?
Nah. Kanye and Todd, they finna do their thing. And here it is. And I'm very excited for it. Very excited for it.
I'm very excited for that shit too. Shit.
I guess we gotta talk about J. Cole too while we're here.
Let's go.
That's my baby. That's my baby.
So the last podcast.
On a fucking run.
Yeah.
The
last podcast we did, Yachty had dropped his song. We didn't know J. Cole was featured at the time.
Fucking prop.
We get to the record, it's playing. The camera slowly pans over to Cole, and I'm like, oh, shit, this different.
And he fucking
and Cole
smokes.
Went on to smoke that shit. Yachty had lines on that song. Like, everybody trying to discredit Yachty. Obviously, you're standing next, you're rapping next to Cole.
You're literally rapping next to J. Cole.
So, it's going to be, it hit different. But.
I'm playing chess on triggers, I'm over.
Yeah, like.
I feel like whenever you ask J. Cole to come on a song with you, be prepared to be outdone.
Of course. I mean, he knows what he's doing.
Be prepared to be outdone.
Yachty has been one of my MVPs for this year. Poland, he's been
he's
on
navigated
fucking,
the year like crazy. Yeah.
He's had a fucking run. But Cole, I mean, come on. And then to hop on the Drake record, what is it? What's the record called? This is bad.
The shooter shit.
Yeah, first person shooter.
Yeah. First person shooter.
J. Cole, fucking spaz, bro. And people were talking about Drake, like Cole watching Drake. I personally think it was an unfinished record Drake did. It was like, Cole, why don't you hop on this one? Skate on this. I think he really left it open for him to do that. Because just a month or two prior, Drake gets on Travis shit and smokes it. So it's not like Drake has lost the ability to actually put a rap. And look, that verse was towards one of my goats, Pusha. And I sing that shit in the shower. Like, I really. I fell down the chin and I bought from your boss, give a fuck about all of that heritage shit. I'm like, oh my
in the chest.
This nigga is fucking. This is.
But J. Cole is like strategic, man.
Yeah,
surgical.
He's very. Even the record he did with Bia, the London record.
He's been
with
on
Bia,
a fucking run.
Yeah. The Dark song, the All My Life, is growing on me. I ain't gonna lie, it's growing. I like that chorus, man. It's good.
J. Cole is a boss, bro.
All my life, like
J. Cole is a rapper, bro.
He's a rapper, man. He's great. Tizo been killing all his features.
Awesome.
Doing great. Representing Dallas very well. He got an interview with...
Wait, Dallas? I thought he's from Houston.
Is he? I thought he's from Dallas.
No.
Yeah, Houston. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm in Texas. You know Dallas is Texas. And
that's it. Yeah. Dallas is that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I know he's from Houston.
Yeah. Yeah, he is from Houston. I'm sorry. I apologize. Anybody from Texas from Dallas. Anybody, you know. If you really think about it.
Don't tell nobody from Houston that.
Yeah. I can drive 3 hours and be in. It's still
no, because if you tell someone you're from Houston, they're all like, they automatically are like, oh, El Paso.
Mega bus.
Whole different ball game.
But Tizo be killing that song fire.
Yeah. Tizo, you could definitely tell he's influenced by like that 90s R&B Ty as well. I was actually talking to Khalil about it. Like, you know, Ty took like Jodeci's like thing and just made it more modern.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even a little T-Boz if you really want to get, you know,
deeper into it. Yeah.
Yeah. But Tizo is phenomenal album. Really love it. For sure.
I'm still banging this shit.
Yeah, that shit hard. But yeah, Kanye's all I've been thinking about since they've been gearing up. You know, he's been out in Paris or whatever. He's supposed to rented this venue that holds like 80,000 people. Supposed to be doing the listening party. They already like cut the grass, all this shit. Like they're really, it's a big venue. I don't know. It might took like 2 days to cut.
Let's go.
Supposed to be at the end of this month, the 26th, if I'm not mistaken.
We'll find out.
We'll see.
Well, let's do it in Charlotte.
Oh yeah.
At the house.
Oh yeah.
The house we got.
Oh yeah. All right. So where do we go for music? I don't really know.
I don't know, but I do want to ask you.
What?
Akatar, where are you at?
I told you I took a break.
I need you to not take a break. I need you to get back on it.
I really am waiting for them. I need a third credit so I can get all three of those parts. Because I don't want to listen to the regular one. I want to listen to the dramatized
one.
Because it's the only one that has three parts. Because it's so fucking long.
Yeah.
I'm gonna listen to it. Don't you worry. Because I can't leave it where they left it. Like,
where are you at right now?
I'm on the third book. I told you.
No. But like, where in the third book?
I haven't started it. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you haven't even.
No, because damn it, I need
Dalton.
My share third credit.
Hold on.
I can share credit with you. Yes. Let me share my credit with
hold
you.
Hold on. Let me see where I'm at. I have two credits. See, I need one more credit.
I will share my credit with you.
You're not around.
It should be this month, but I'm going to get the dramatized 1 of 3, A Court of Wings of Ruin. I'm going to listen to it.
That's the war. That's why it's called WAR.
I know.
Wings and Ruin.
I know what it's going to be.
Because
I'm ready, because I know she has to be in there acting like she, like, oh, I forgot. But, and then her real husband. Yeah, I'm ready.
Shit's about to pop off.
It's
going to pop. I literally read that book and I cry. I was on the way to a pool party.
Have you read the rest of them yet?
Okay, so here's the thing. I have not read the final book because I am not emotionally ready to finish the series.
Okay. But it's not over yet. There's supposed to be one more.
That's in 2025, Dalton.
Okay.
It's coming out in 2025.
Be ready by then.
So here's my thing. Is that I started the final book while I was getting my tattoo, which y'all haven't seen. She's so pretty.
The silver.
I love her. This one right here. I'll show you in a second. But I started it while I was getting tattooed, and then I immediately stopped because I was like, I can't finish this book because, number one, I'm going to have, like, a book hangover. And number two, like, I am so emotionally invested in this series and in these characters that I can't give them up. I will not give them up. Don't fucking look at me like that.
No, I was really sidebar. I'm upset you didn't tag me in that video. You just posted on Instagram.
I didn't tag anybody.
No, tag me in
it. I'll fucking tag you in it in a second. God damn it. You're so needy. But yeah, no. So I
you're not ready to finish.
I'm not ready. I'm not emotionally and mentally ready to say goodbye to these characters. And even though I know it's not goodbye because there's a second, there's another book coming out in 2025. I'm not ready. And then
I'm does she not, get better, man?
Nesta?
No.
Freya.
Yeah, cause she annoying.
Yeah, bro. she gets better. She gets better.
Cause she is fucking annoying.
I know. She gets better.
She'll get like 2 steps from me, and then she'll go 3 steps back.
I know.
Because I'm like, you going at it, girl. Oh, you say some stupid
No, shit. whenever they're on the lake and it's completely iced out, that scene, you're like, go, bitch, go. Like,
because she did the thing under the mountain. I like that.
Yeah, she did her thing under the mountain. She fucking did what she had to do. She learned how to read.
The bitch knows how to read now. Yeah, that's right.
She's not illiterate anymore.
I like how she gave that. Those like mer people, the stuff, and then they came saved her.
Yep.
And then she played the game like, oh, it's Hamlin. Where have I been? And then he's like, what have you done to her? Resend. Like, shut up, bitch.
I'm so glad you hate Tampon now, because you were like, oh, I like Tampon.
No, I was like, I wonder what's gonna happen, because like at first, like I was like, because they made him look like really charming in the first book.
Yeah,
and I see how she did it. She's like set him up, but then like he really a fucking dumbass.
He's literally the worst.
He failed like immediately 10 minutes into the death. The next book, he's like, I can't take you with me, and she's like, oh, you put a shield up, oh, you motherfucker. All
right, nerd. Die.
Chris is like, what the fuck is going on?
Okay, just put it like this. So she has PTSD, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And she's like, I don't want to be stuck anywhere.
Right.
The first thing this motherfucker does
is fucking locks her in.
It was supposed to be, they're engaged, right? And uh-huh. And she's like, he's like, no, to save you, I'm going to lock you up.
Yeah. Even though she was locked up under a fucking mountain.
But he has his own territory. He locks her up to this one part of the territory.
Which is fucking ridiculous.
So she can't go to the forest.
Yeah, she can't do anything. He's literally like, you're my bitch, you're staying
and
here.
And all she said was like, just let me go to the forest. He's like, nah, bruh.
You ain't going nowhere.
And she puts up a magical barrier, so she's like, fucking has a panic attack.
And then fucking Resand comes in and fucking saves her.
Because they have a fucking
connection.
So
Resand's a horny boy. She's horny too, though. That second book was so horny. I was like, God damn it.
Sex sells, man.
It does, apparently.
It really does. Hey, I know all about it.
I didn't get a chance to talk about my week.
No one cares about your week.
Yeah, y'all are going to.
I care.
Thank you.
Tell me all about it.
Even though I already know.
Yes, it's really not the week. It was really the weekend.
Yeah, the wedding, right?
Yes. Yeah. So, congrats. No, I don't. Not today.
My little thing just broke.
It looks good down too.
Well, no, my little like braid.
Oh, okay, yeah, I ain't got nothing for you, dog. Okay, sorry. So, congratulations to Henry and Ariana.
Yeah,
they tied the knot.
Tied the knot.
I found out some stuff about Henry that I didn't know.
Uh-oh.
One being, not only is he Nigerian.
Yeah.
The boy's Lebanese.
Lebanese.
All right.
And Nigerian.
So.
What are we at time-wise? Oh, my God, Dalton. You know what? No more Henny for Dalton.
So, Friday night was supposed to be the bachelor party. All right?
It was supposed to be.
Originally, we were talking about this, you know, for months, obviously. Like, what do you want to do for your bachelor party?
Excuse me.
He wanted to go play Top Golf. And he wanted to go to a cigar lounge. So I found a cigar lounge in Fort Worth.
Javier's is the best.
This spot here, you know, I had a friend recommend that to me. So he's like, all right, cool, bet. Like, we're going to do that. A week before the wedding, this man texts my phone and said, you know what? I want to go skydiving. I said, I'm trying to get a vote. You want to go skydiving? Absolutely, positively, the fuck no, I do not want to go skydiving. Matter of fact, you don't want to go skydiving because we got a wedding to make it to, brother. And we don't need to take no risks. No risks. Even if it was the indoor skydiving.
That's you couldn't little, pay me to skydive.
That sounds
couldn't
a little sus. About to get married. Let's go skydiving.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I would, if I was his wife, I'd be like, why the fuck are you trying to, What? You don't want to marry me?
You want to go skydiving?
You want to go skydiving? You don't want to marry me?
So we stuck to the original plan. All right, I got off of work that day. Mind you, to get that week last weekend off, I had to work 8 days straight. Straight, okay? It was torment for your boy, but I made it through. I didn't complain. I kept my head up high. My ancestors would be proud of me. All right, so made it my 8 days. Went home. I got a little party favors for you know, I thought we was going to have a night. But yeah, I ended up doing some of the party favors before I left.
Hell yeah, brother.
And, you know, mine got distracted, started working on Beast, whatever. We were supposed to be at Topgolf at 6. I didn't make it to Topgolf until 7:30.
That's Amanda math.
That's Amanda math?
That's Amanda math. I tell you I'm going to be there at 8, I'll be there at 9:30, 10 o'clock. Don't expect anything less of me.
Well, you show up to the podcast on time.
You know what? I was racing because I respect y'all.
Thank you.
And y'all's time.
You definitely were racing.
Yeah. I was fucking racing. Look, homeboy got an Audi. I don't even know what it is, but I was like, let me drive. I was fucking pedal
like,
to the metal.
You're driving, were you like scared, a brother? I was driving like a Nissan Altima.
What? You were not scared.
He said he was. That ain't boy math. That's real. Those are his feelings.
Let he was over there like, right? Help.
So, holding on to the little thing. So,
he's making peace with whoever he believes in.
So, we made, me and James, shout out to J-Mo, we made it. And I called him because, you know, when you get to the little kiosk, they ask like, yo, what's your party number or whatever. I was like, shit, I don't know. Let me call him because he has to be here, right?
Yeah.
We're an hour and a half late. He's not there.
What the fuck?
So, I'm like, what do you mean you'll book it when you get here? Nigga, we here. What are we supposed to do? He's like, look. I'm about 15 minutes away from where y'all are now, but it's going to take me about 45 minutes to get to Topgolf. So, boy math, I'm like, oh, by the time I finish this double jack,
boy math,
you should be here. Wrong. So we end up going to the address that he sent me. I had no idea what we were walking into. I didn't know whose house it was. The back of my mind, I'm like, oh, you know, he's with the rest of the groomsmen, probably got drunk, distracted, whatever. I walk in to a Lebanese-Nigerian shindig. They were wearing their traditional garbs. Everything was lit up. The wife was sitting there in the chair, like, perched on the chair. I was like, oh, y'all having a whole event, and y'all wasn't going to tell us. This is fucking crazy. He's like, bro, I didn't know. I had no idea. So we stayed a while. We took pictures. Y'all saw my Instagram. That's what happened.
Yeah.
We're in the backyard. With the fucking sequoia tree lit up or whatever. All right. So once all that got wrapped up, he was like, yo, I still want to go to the cigar lounge. I was like, look here, brother. I'm ready to tap out. I'm going home. I'll see you in the morning, right? Because the wedding was at 2.
Wait a minute. They did the bachelor party before the wedding? Like the day before the wedding?
Was supposed to, yes.
That's fucking stupid. You look, if I'm ever getting married, my bachelor party is like a month before because I'm going fucking ham. I'm going to be in a different country doing some stupid shit.
Well, have fun.
What'd you do for your bachelor party?
Went to Vegas.
Oh, yeah, I didn't go. Okay, right.
Yeah, because you were too scared to fly at that point.
At that point, yes. I'm not. That fear is gone.
That fear is gone now. At that point, he was like, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. Yeah, so.
No. Catch me in Ibiza on a yacht.
$970. In 10 minutes.
You can't beat that.
No. I'm telling you right now, my bachelorette party is going to be in Ibiza on a yacht, and we're going to do some fuck shit.
That sounds like a plan.
Shelby, you're staying home.
Shelby is staying home? Is that what you just said?
Shelby will. But I don't think she'll be staying at home.
I don't think Shelby will see me. He'll be there.
But, so the wedding's the next day. My dad's helping me get dressed. I'm like, oh, I need to hurry up and get married so I can do this like for real. Have my dad help me put the fucking buttons on and all that shit.
Aww.
We get to the wedding. Of course, I had a date. We get to the wedding. And the first person I see is the bride's mom. And I, mind you, I worked with these people. We hung out outside of work. But I don't know their family like that. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know who this young lady was. But she asked, she was, you know, you got to be a part of the wedding party because I'm wearing a tux or whatever. Do you know where Henry is? Henry's the groom. He was 2 hours late to the fucking wedding.
Absolutely not.
I know you're gonna ask.
I would call the whole fucking thing off.
I still don't know why he was late.
You late. Mm-mm.
Tell him where the his bride was
sitting in her car.
Doing what?
Just waiting. Because we were at the We were at the what's it the Rose Garden. In
Wait. Okay. Let me walk it back. Yeah. Okay. So the groom was 2 hours late.
Yes.
To the wedding. Everyone was waiting for the groom.
Yes.
You got me fucked up.
Yeah.
You got me all the way fucked up.
Yeah. So I'm talking to
And the bride was sitting in her car waiting for the groom.
Yeah.
Did they get married?
They got married.
Oh, you got me fucked up.
So
absolutely not. If you were 2 hours late to our wedding, I'm fucking your dad. Absolutely not. You got me fucked up.
Well,
that's a little extreme.
Well, I don't even know if Henry's dad. I don't think he's in the. Anyways, so I'm talking to the bride's mother. We're catching up. Look, he asked me. I'm like an honorary groomsman. He wanted me to be in the wedding, but I didn't really have a purpose in the wedding, and she didn't have anybody to walk down the aisle with her. So I said, you know what? I'll walk you down the aisle. Look. Oh, no.
It was bad. Who coordinated this? Who are these people? This is a shit show.
I coordinated the one.
No, you didn't.
This makes so much sense.
I mean, once I got there, people were like, yo, what's going on? What's going on? I was like, bro.
Wait. Are they going to watch this podcast?
Look, we love y'all.
Long and prosperous. Yeah, like,
I don't look, but it was.
But what the fuck? Was.
And look, they. I don't know if they knew what was going on for real.
Oh my god, continue. This is getting crazier and crazier.
Mind you, I'm in my tux, talking to her mom. We already agreed. We're walking down the aisle. So they had, you know, they do this shit now where you like pour the sand in the jars, like the mixing of the family or whatever.
Gay.
I had to walk to one side of the rose garden, get the sand, get the jars, walk all the way to the other side, grab the table, gave it to the people who were putting shit together or whatever. I'm like, bro, I'm in my tux.
Do they not have a wedding coordinator?
I don't think so. And what? I think that's why everything, you know, was running the way that it was.
This is crazy.
So we get to the marriage part. Everything's figured out. Great.
Whoop-de-woo.
We get to the reception. Now, the bridesmaids were under the impression that they were walking in together and the groomsmen were walking in together. It's not how they wanted to do it. We all walked in together. Like, you know, the bride and the groom walked in by themselves, but the bridal party all walked in together. We all walked in to cuff it, the Twister remix or whatever. It was cool, whatever. But before that, I'm running around trying to figure out what songs is everybody walking into. So I got Cuff It from them. The other groomsman was his cousin. I didn't know what song he wanted to walk into because he left to go pick up their grandmother and food. So I was like, all right.
I'm shocked.
I was like, all right, look, we just here for the vibes now. I kept going back to the bar. That's why I took a picture of the menu because this is where I was at. I was at the bar. So they were like, the DJs, it was two DJs, African guys. They were like, yo, we don't have an MC. Who's going to MC? I was like, shit, I don't know. He was like, why don't you do it? I was like, because I don't want a fucking MC. What do you mean? I don't know how to do this shit. I don't know, like, the prayer. I don't know nothing, bro. I'm not doing it.
Bro, put on my Spotify playlist. Everyone have a good time.
I ended up MCing. So I was like,
no! Okay, wait a minute. Okay, at this point, you are walking this bitch down the aisle.
Yeah, I understand that.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Walking down the aisle, mm-hmm. doing the sands, yep. coordinating the wedding,
yep.
getting the wedding party like round up,
yep.
emceeing.
Yep.
Holy shit.
I was supposed to give a speech too.
Oh my
luckily,
God.
By the grace of God, that part skipped me. So there was an older gentleman who was a family member. He ended up taking over my duties from MCing. I guess I don't know if someone sent him like an itinerary of like how everything's supposed to go or what, but he ended up taking over. Literally all I did was, all right, y'all, we're going to get started here shortly. Tip your bartender. All right. We're going to keep spinning these records.
Appreciate that.
And, you know, everybody remain calm. We do have hors d'oeuvres coming up in a few minutes, y'all. All right. That's all I did. And then I came back with the music, blah, blah, blah. So we end up having the reception. They did their traditional stuff. Everybody coming in. They're doing their dances, whoop-de-boop. The bride was like, look, I'm gonna just be frank here with y'all. She was like, look, I'm over this shit, all right? Find me somewhere to go.
Yes.
So I was like, okay.
Understood.
My coworker is having a party back in Arlington. Let me make sure.
Where I come in.
Right. Let me make sure it's cool with them that I invite y'all before I go. They said, fine. We're probably going to be here another 8 hours anyway. So I was like, cool. I'll make it to my coworker's party. Now, my coworker is a Hispanic girl. She dates a young Vietnamese man who's also more than just a friend to me. I don't want to put all his business out there. But we do business together, all right? So at first, it was a cordial little thing. I felt like they rented out that spot because the place, it's called The Bank. Have you heard of it? Yes. It's in Arlington.
Yeah, my best friend Vanessa is a bartender there.
Is she Asian?
Yes.
She definitely called me Kodak Black. And I definitely feel like that was racist.
No, she's not racist.
But I'm just saying, like, why Kodak Black out of all the niggas?
I mean,
I got on. The goals, the hair.
No, hold on, hold on. Let me show you her because she might.
She bad. If it's who I'm thinking about, she Asian, right?
She's Filipino, but like,
oh, I don't know if that was her then. She was there, but that's not the girl who called me Kodak.
Okay,
Black.
I was gonna say because that no.
Yeah, she was nice. She was cool.
Yeah, no, that's my baby. That's my best friend in the whole world. So we had a little group chat together.
The bank is an actual bank that converted into like a little lounge area. Yeah.
So Chris
and I got some bomb ass food.
Let me just say this. There. So Chris' story.
Yeah.
I was like, so Chris was at the wedding. I was like, tell me how it goes. This man was at the wedding on his story, and the next thing I know, he was in a group with all these Asian people. I was like, bro, what? Where are you at?
Bro, it was 3,000 Asians in this fucking bank, bro. It started off like a little intimate group like this. Her friend from pre-K, her husband, two of John's friends.
And then this went crazy.
John, myself. And then after that, you might as well cue the Tokyo Drift music, nigga, because it got lit.
He said the Tokyo Drift.
They got all type of Nissans, Toyotas, all type of shit. Look, I went from a wedding to literally a Vietnamese party.
You went to it from an African wedding.
An African wedding to a Vietnamese birthday party where one of the niggas there just got back from a car show that he placed first in. I was in the trenches, okay? I was in there. Engulfed. I'm telling my coworker to this day, I was like, you know your boyfriend calls shots, right? Like, you know he's a part of the Yakuza. Because I don't know anybody that could put in a call and have 3 billion Asians show up for his girlfriend. She said she only knew me, her nail tech that did my nails, shout out Eileen, and her older, you know, the friend she went to pre-K with. Everybody else, bro, I'm telling you, bro. And not only, the other reason why I knew this nigga was a part of the Yakuza for real is because he bought like 3 bottles of Casamigos, like there. And you know, if you go out and buy bottles, it's not no, you know, obviously. Yeah. It's not no cheap, it's not $60. It's probably more like $250 or something. And he kept pouring shots. He was walking around pouring shots in people's mouth. I said, I gotta go home.
That sounds like an Amanda thing right there.
No, they, hey, it was, look.
Actually, I spit shots in people's mouths. But
she said they left there at.
Ew.
I did see that on your story, you disgusting person. Whoever let you do that to them, they're all so nasty.
Degenerates.
It was him. I didn't want to say that at first because I was like, I don't want to blow up your spot. But I was like, he looked mad familiar. It was you. You let her pour a shot in your mouth. But I mean, y'all.
Spit shots in his mouth.
No, that's. No, nah, they ain't. I can't do it. I can do everything else. I want you to baby bird feed me. Shit.
But anyways. Backwash.
Yeah, Saturday was very wild for the boy. Thank God I was on Sunday because I needed to recuperate. I was drinking soju and fucking Casamigos.
Soju's fire, though.
It was pretty good.
Good Lord.
It's pretty good. But yeah, that was my weekend.
No Henny? You're a bunch of fucking Asians. No Henny?
No. At the wedding, they were serving. They called them his and hers. It was a Henny mixed with a bunch of shit.
Gay.
And then, not Henny, Douce mixed with a bunch of shit and like tequila mixed with a bunch
Douce
of shit.
Douce is good though.
Yeah, Douce is great. Can't go wrong. But yeah, I was very off my ass. I was going to the bathroom.
Speaking of,
the reception hall.
We might need to go to the casino and get some Douce and.
Okay, I can't fuck with Douce because whenever, like, when I drink Douce.
What happens?
Oh, God.
You pop lock or something?
Oh, God.
Boop.
When I drink Douce, look, Douce Amanda is a whole other human being. It's like an out of this world experience.
Egyptian lover.
It is dead ass. It is. It's some wild fuck shit. Like
Douce makes you loose.
You know how that tequila makes her clothes fall off. Douce makes her loose.
Oh man.
Oh shit.
There you go. That was coined by Dalton right there.
Just make sure you find out what bar she at. Give her Douce. Help free more tips from Dalton today.
Dalton's just giving out all if the Amanda tips.
Foot, these are the tips for you.
Yeah, Dalton's like, Amanda needs to be fucking locked down. I'm tired of hearing about her fucking problems.
But yeah, I don't really know where to go.
That was actually really good. I love that. Love that for you.
What?
That whole fucking wedding.
It was an experience. I stayed in my tuxedo all night. I felt like James Bond.
I want you to know right now, if the day ever comes, I will make sure that you just have a great time and you are supplied with alcohol throughout the entire night and drugs.
Oh, yeah, because look, I was definitely going to the bathroom at the reception. I'm not finna hold you.
You were Lindsay Lohan?
Shit. I learned to speak Spanish just to go to the bathroom. Because I was in that clean, I was like, hey, my friend, hey, oh,
I'm so disappointed.
I was like, hell yeah, go ahead.
Dalton's judging us.
I'm so disappointed.
Dalton's judging us.
The dude stayed in the bathroom. He didn't hear not one toilet flush. I went right in that stall, came right out. He didn't say nothing. And I lost my sack that night. Oh, I was pissed.
Good.
I lost it before I made it to the. If I would have had it at the.
At the
showdown in Little Tokyo. Oh, I would have tried to shoot at every girl in there because it was some baddies in there.
He said every girl.
But I was being. I didn't want to embarrass my coworkers. Like, look at my boss. He's old and lame. Got the lame part down right.
Yep.
The old part is not.
You're not old.
No. I mean, you're kind of old.
You're younger than me, so you know.
How old are you, Amanda?
I am 29.
You're lying. Are you 29 for real?
I'm 29.
She graduated in 2012.
Do math. Melody's 14. I had her when I was fucking 15. Do math.
I'm not good at math. I did not excel in math.
What is 4 plus 5?
13. I'm just playing.
I'm into this podcast. We gotta go. I gotta get.
I am done.
I gotta get Chris.
Some, we need to get him hooked on phonics.
Some tutors.
13. Yeah, I was just kidding. It's definitely 10.
What else you got,
I ain't got nothing, man.
Oh my god, that's boy math right there.
Trip in 2 weeks, right?
I'm going.
Yep.
Hey, look, I want to say this to you in your face while we're here. I know, I feel some type of way.
About what?
Seeing all the girls go out and do shit without us, so me and you are going to go do something.
Honestly, I feel some type of way too because they don't invite me, and I feel it's because I'm not a part of like the relationship group or like the marriage group or like the whatever group.
You want to be my beard?
So like, I feel like the girls don't invite me to things because what? I'm not like a wife.
You want to be my beard? There you go. Start inviting me and Amanda everywhere, y'all.
You know what?
Because we're a beard. She's my beard.
Honestly, truly. And that hurts my feelings. Like, I'm not trying. Like, y'all know that, like, you know, I try to act like I'm a fucking hard ass bad bitch. They ain't got no feelings. Fuck everybody and, you know, whatever. Amanda's fucking stone cold. But, like, I do have feelings. And, you know, not inviting.
No, I'll be feeling the type of way, too.
Not inviting me to things. And I see the girls, like, doing shit. And I'm like.
No, we finna go do something.
Why don't they invite me? Like, I'm fun. I'm cool. And 9 times out of 10, I'll fucking pay for it. Because, you know, I got homeboys sending me money, like, left and right. So, like, I'll pay for it.
Shit, yeah. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go shut Chuck E. Cheese now. Let's go shut Chuck E. Cheese.
Do not get us a charge, bro.
I'm trying to go shut Chuck E. Cheese down, nigga.
Let's do it.
No, I'm for real.
I'm for real,
bro, 2 weeks from tomorrow, we're going to be gone.
Yeah, we're
going
to be in Charlotte. For sure. We gonna do that.
Where am I doing? I'm going back home this weekend, and I'm so excited.
Where's home?
San Antonio.
I didn't know that,
bro. Please.
Of course. Wait. How old were you when you left San Antonio?
I don't know, like 9, 10.
I want to say that explains so much.
Yeah,
but it can't really.
No, it definitely can. Because
you are gonna go to Fiesta, Texas?
Look, okay. The boardwalk. Fuck you. Oh. Okay, so from like zero to like. From zero to like seven.
Zero.
From zero to seven. Yeah.
From birth.
I was in the valley.
Yeah.
California.
No.
No.
Fucking the Rio Grande Valley. McAllen, Texas, right next to Mexico.
All right. Sure.
She's not from California.
I'm not from California, bro.
Okay.
Just because Jackson and Austin are fucking Californians. Doesn't mean I'm from California. Anyways, and then from like 7 to like 9, 10, 11, no, 11, maybe 12. I don't know. But I was San Antonio and then Fort Worth. But yes, my home is technically where my dad and my sister are, which is San Antonio.
So I was going to say that explains so much because when you come from a boring place and then you move to the big city, you turn into this like wild child or whatever. And I was like, yeah, that explains why Amanda's
the
so
big city.
Jazz hands.
Yeah, that explains why Amanda's so wild. But you're there taking
no
your mind,
Amanda.
Like,
Amanda is wild because
I know.
What did Nicki say? I got shitted on and then I shitted on him.
Right, Nicki Minaj said that.
Yeah,
okay. I wouldn't listen to her. She's a pedophile. But.
Who's no, currently on house arrest?
Amanda is not wild. I don't know what y'all are talking about.
Oh, you're wild. You just spit a fucking loogie in this man's mouth the other day. That's why.
He tipped her, though. He
just... Oh, he did.
All right. Jesus.
Mary and Joseph. We can't have a normal conversation.
We can't.
You set yourself up for that one.
She's like, give me to his dick. God damn it.
Good Lord.
Hey, what is your background, though?
Oh, God.
Are you Russian for real?
No.
German.
No.
Oh, you're American purebred? All right. I was just going to ask, how do you feel about the Russian killing Apollo?
What? From Rocky?
The Russian killing Apollo from Rocky.
If he dies.
If he dies, he dies.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, see, I'm versatile.
Nigga, you didn't know that till just now. Dalton is,
He white.
This is grandpa from Mississippi.
That's true.
That means something.
That's true.
He's a seasoned white
man. And, like, Dalton's really the original white man because his last name is Smith.
Oh, that might be true.
You are. Like, your lineage.
You're the OG.
Yeah, John Smith, right? What was his name, Pocahontas? Was it John Smith?
John Smith. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that one thing where it was like, oh, God, I get
these
so
white
much.
Men are
I get,
evil?
No. I get so much shit for dating white guys.
Uh-huh.
And then it was like, Mama said that it was okay. Mama said that it was quite all right. Like, Pocahontas did it, so I can do it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't follow all the way there. I'm sorry. Pocahontas was cool, but you know, it was a kid. I was like, well, I don't know what the fuck going on. She loved that nigga. What the fuck?
she loved him.
And yeah. It's the color of the wind.
Who voiced Pocahontas? Was it somebody popping?
I don't remember.
I mean, I feel like all the Disney princesses were like three people.
Yeah, but
and they just rotated.
Probably.
No, they were pretty obscure though. Most of them.
They didn't get like mega stars until like Mm-mm. Lion King, right?
Yeah.
They start going crazy.
And even then, like Jonathan Taylor Thomas was big in the 90s. He's not big anymore.
Yeah. What's my man name? Teddy from ATL. I can't think of his name.
Yeah. He did all the songs.
Yeah. And then what? The other big one, Toy Story, would have been the like next big one.
Yeah.
That was the biggest because Hanks, bro. Yeah.
Tom Hanks and fucking.
Let's see. Oh, Irene Bedard did Pocahontas.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
Is she Indian? Is she Native American?
She is. She's from Alaska.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Good. Okay, Disney. Y'all. Okay.
Y'all kept it.
Hey, look, Lion King, they made.
She is 56 now.
Okay. Oh, wait. No. Frozen. Frozen had fucking Kristen Dunst and Iza Menzella or Menzala.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Back.
VHS.
Yeah. Shit. I don't honestly know. I don't know nobody.
I do like Pocahontas, but I mean, if we're talking about princesses, I mean, Jasmine was the GOAT. But.
Oh, yeah.
Jasmine's the GOAT for you. So that's your favorite Disney princess is Jasmine?
For sure.
Oh.
Wait, why are you saying like, for sure. So matter of factly? Is there something that I missed about
No,
her?
I'm saying it's for sure.
No. Was that you?
That was me.
Of course, I'm not popping like that.
No, one's popping like me. Come on now.
No, Miles did just text me just now.
Oh, well, mine just hit up too.
We popping.
Okay, we popping.
Yeah.
We popping.
Yeah, what?
No, we're popping like our phones. Our phones are popping.
Yeah.
Oh, Dalton.
My wife hit me up.
Yeah, Shelby. That's the only person that's allowed to hit you up is Shelby.
Yeah. But yeah, I guess we can conclude. I concur. To us
you concur.
I concur.
I concur. Yeah. Is that Henny done?
Hmm?
The Henny.
Oh, you can kill it. There you go.
So, yeah, I guess.
What time is it? It's 10:15. Yeah.
It's that time.
It's actually that time. I will not be here. No, I will be here. I will be here. I will be here Thursday night. Mm-hmm. But then I leave for Seattle Friday morning at like 5 a.m.
And then next week we will be do it, but then we're also gone for our trip.
Yeah, Saturday, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, so we'll make sure.
I got Chris going out of town.
I'm going out of town that weekend. The weekend, y'all are going to Charlotte. I'll be in Vegas for a bachelorette party.
There you go.
I will tell y'all all about it when I get back.
Can't wait.
I will make sure to document everything for y'all.
Because we leave it early as fuck.
What'd you say?
Oh, you from Greensboro? No, I've been there plenty of times, man. Yeah, I lived there for a little bit. Yeah.
Greensboro.
Oh, yeah, he don't live here.
I was just talking about that with somebody the other day.
What, Greensboro?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know why you've been talking about Greensboro, but...
Somebody's... I think a customer? I don't know. Anyways.
There's some nice places in Carolina, yeah. Man. You go to Boone. Boone's a beautiful area.
Who the fuck was I talking to about that?
I don't
know.
It
had to be a customer. I can't remember. Anyways. Yep. I'm good. This for me?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you heard it here first. We're back.
We're back, baby. It feels good to be back.
Yeah.
I missed it. I missed y'all.
Yeah, I missed you too, man.
Yeah, shoot the shit. I missed
we
y'all.
We stayed in touch, though. We didn't have
we
to
did.
See each other.
We did.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what friends do.
Yeah.
I'm working on some stuff in the background. You'll hear about it soon.
We have a little.
Excited for that.
Yeah. But we out here.
Yeah, we'll see y'all next week, right?
Yeah.
Right. And do
do little little loo. We don't have the music.
Peace fuckers.
There you go.
Take care of each other. Love each other. You know what I'm saying? We out here.
Oh, yeah. Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.